Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Money Watch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It's Thursday, August 18th. Market is not Thursday, August 18th. I know that it's not because we are taping this before August 18th because you are away and so am I. How's your vacation going, Mark?
This time in August, I will be preparing to go to Europe, yeah.
How long are you going away for?
I think 10 days.
That's good.
Yeah, well, it's our first trip with the little guy, so we'll see.
Oh, my God.
You know, it could be abbreviated.
Remember what happened the last time you went to Europe. Is that the last time you went to Europe? Isn't that not where Theo was conceived?
That's right. In the beautiful city of Rome. That's right.
So, I mean, you're not going to be in Italy, so I'm not sure it's going to happen for you, but it could. And Aunt Jill can only hope. That's all I can say. In August, on this day, I will be not checking email, not doing any recording for you, and not being on television unless there's something god-awful that's happening. I'll hopefully just be at the beach chilling out. So that's my hope. All right. So this is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. The way we do that is we encourage you to go to our website, jillonmoney.com. When you're there, you see on the right upper right, there's a contact us button. You click the button and a form will appear. And when that form appears, we ask that you complete it. If you're shy, you don't want to come on the show, give us a ton of detail, okay? If you're going to come on the show, click the box that says you're coming on the show and we will get you on the air. And when I say we, I mean Mark because he does all the hard work. So today, Mark, we have Jillian and Joe who are on the line from Ohio. Hi, you guys. How are you?
Hi, Jill and Mark. Thanks for having us. We're so excited.
So what brings you to our airwaves today? What can we do for you?
Yeah, so we have a couple questions. Really just want a general check-in. We've had a lot of changes this past year, and one predominantly surrounding a previous pension I was required to, I had a mandatory contribution to, and I'm actually vested at this point and trying to decide if I should leave that money in there and collect at 65 or pull it out and see how it can do in the market.
Okay. How old are you, Jillian?
I'm 32.
Okay. And Joe, how old are you?
I am 33.
Okay. Do you guys have kids?
Four-legged, just one dog right now.
What kind of dog?
She's a golden doodle.
Oh, cute. Very cute. Okay. You said you got an old pension plan. Tell us a little of the detail of the old plan. Like, is there a cash balance versus a monthly payment amount?
Yeah, there's a total amount of $62,000 that I have put in for my 6 years of service. And then at 65, I would be eligible to withdraw $1,400 a month if I chose to stay in the pension.
Okay. And you're in a job now with no pension?
Correct.
Okay. And how much are you earning, Jillian?
I make $152 base and a $10,000 annual bonus.
And what are you doing in terms of retirement right now? What do you have in a 401k or a 403b? What do you have?
I have a 401k. That balance is 41. That includes a rollover of a 403b from that previous employer as well. I had that as a supplemental. And then I have a Roth IRA that is worth $110,000.
Fantastic. How much are you putting into your 401k? Are you maxing it out? Are you getting the $20,500 in there?
I am.
Okay, great. Joe, what about you? Are you working out of the house?
Yes, I am fully remote and loving every minute of it.
Yeah, baby. How much do you earn?
And I earn $150,000 base with about a 30% bonus. And I have never not received that bonus in my time with this company, which has been almost 6 years now.
That's great. And what kind of retirement plan do they offer you?
It is a full 401k. It's very nice. They have a 3% contribution on my full salary. So a little bit of juice there. But I max it out also at $20,500 and have been doing so for the past few years now.
How much is in the balance in there right now?
I think it is 170, and it's taken quite a hack over the past few weeks. But
when you get that bonus, what do you usually do with the bonus?
For the past few years, had to put a ring on this lady right next to me and then had used the last year into a cash balance that we're putting down on for a down payment on a house.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the move. What has it entailed for you guys? What the current house and what this new house?
Yeah. So we're going from an apartment to first time homeowners. So nothing to sell, but we closed on the mortgage. So we'll have a mortgage of 647. Mortgage rate is 4.875, just how things have changed over the last few months.
Yep.
And then we put down about $180,000 on the house. So that's what we've really been stocking up cash to help with that down payment and liquidated some brokerage accounts to help.
Okay. And what's the purchase price on the home?
$825,000.
Okay, great. Do you guys have money left over in the brokerage account or not?
Zero. We have emptied the piggy bank, but we honestly saved ourselves, I don't know, 10% in losses over the past few weeks.
I like the way that I love the way you're like, well, thank God the market went down. We're just going to pay less. That's good. Okay. How about plain old, if the brokerage account is zeroed out, how about savings? What do you got?
We have $35,000 in emergency funds.
Good. Is there any other asset that is floating around out there?
Yeah, I have a few more. I have a Roth IRA balance of $61,000. Okay. I have an HSA of $28,000 that I plan on maxing out this year.
Yep. Great.
And I have about $3,000, tiny compared to everything else, of a former employee stock purchase program. I like the company, so I'll probably hang on to that for a little while. Also, $9,200 in a crypto account.
Again, worth a little bit less, but we're not going to touch that. Any other outstanding stuff that we should know about before we attack the pension question?
No, I think that's it. I guess, you know, now we're in a taxable state, but, you know, going from a low tax state to a high tax state, anything else we should think about in that regard? But really, I think my biggest question is the pension, and then are we looking good for the future and anything we should be doing differently?
Okay. Are you guys planning on having a family?
We are.
Okay.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
So here's what I think. First of all, it's great that you did what you did. Like the move now, I think, is fantastic. I presume, did you move because you had family nearby in the leaving one place to this place?
Both. I took a new job in January. I was part of the Great Resignation, left clinical practice and left for industry. And that job took us to Ohio, but just coincidentally, I happen to have all my family there. So,
oh, that's so good. I love that. I love the built-in babysitting. It's always good.
You got it.
When you're making your contributions to your retirement accounts, these are pre-tax contributions, right?
Correct. We usually backdoor our Roths.
Okay, got it. Okay, so here's what I think. I think, first of all, big picture, great shape. Love it. I mean, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. Presumably, Joe, when you get that 30% bonus now, you're going to use it and just, you know, I guess first, just make sure that any stuff in the house that needs to get done gets done. Maybe that's this year or next year. But when you start to really cash flow this out, I think that you're going to find that that bonus is going to help you rebuild your brokerage account, which will be great. And then when you have kids, you know, what would be nice is that, you know, you have some money in the brokerage account, but then you can use that bonus and start throwing money into 529 plans. Like, just bang it out every single year, no problem. And I think you will be in very good shape. In terms of the old pension, Mark,
for me, I am leaving it where it is. $60,000 to me right now is not going to make or break things for them. I would much rather know that come 65, I have $1,400 a month every single month. I mean, that's a real number.
It is a real number. I'm sort of inclined to do that unless you are like, ugh, I don't want to deal with it. Okay, because the only reason to actually roll it over and take the money and consolidate is that just you're like, oh, I don't want to have to deal with this later and this is extra account. But I feel like it's enough money also that like actually it's a pretty good deal if you can just like ignore it. And there's no real reason, there's no compelling reason for you guys to take that money, put it in a rollover. It's nice to have something that is a fixed. It's almost like you have a fixed account. There's really not a downside, except I guess that if the state where you're leaving is somehow gone broke. But I know the state you're living in that you have that pension in, even though the finances aren't great, the state has a very strong influx right now of human beings. So I think I would agree. I would kind of keep the pension, ignore it. And then all of a sudden when you're 65, you're going to be like, holy smokes, look at this.
If you told me it was $400 a month, okay, fine. You want to roll it over and consolidate. But $1,400, it's a real number.
I think that's right. And I think the only other things to consider is that when the move is like kind of done and you're starting to have kids, the first thing I would really encourage you guys to do is to get some life insurance and get term life insurance, preferably before you're 40. And Jillian, this is really one of these weirdo important things. And that is, if you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to try to get pregnant, try to get your life insurance established before you get pregnant. The reason is it's cheaper and weird crap can develop during pregnancy. And you want it all, like you want to be like, okay, I've got my life insurance, it's done. And so that would be the only other thing that I would consider in terms of going forward. So I think you're in really good shape. You're putting a lot of money away. I mean, do you feel comfortable? What was your rent before the move? What was the apartment costing you guys?
It was costing about $3,100 a month. And then now our principal and interest is $3,400.
I mean, well, listen, let's say it's $4,000 a month, right? You know, that extra $1,000 a month, I think you're going to be able to absorb it. It may be that in the early stages of this, you might find that like, you know what, we don't have to put quite as much money away. If you need to pull back on something just for the time being, that's fine. Let's see how this goes. This is a very affordable move for you. You guys do have a good cash flow. And, you know, hopefully going forward after you have kids and life's going well and, you know, there's all sorts of different choices you'll have. But I think Mark is right. I do think that pension is sort of compelling right now. Just to have that as like something that is a guarantee is a nice peace of mind that you can have for, I know it'll be a small portion, but it'll still be nice.
I'm really excited to hear you say that. I thought, honestly, you both would say the opposite. I had a friend that recently left as well and pooled it, and they make it very challenging for you to receive your contribution, like to get your money out of the pension fund. So I love the idea of leaving it if it would just be a nice addition to retirement.
Do you guys have any other questions that we can help you out with right now?
So our emergency fund is at $35,000 now with homeownership. And would you suggest beefing that up a bit to $50,000? Like as we rebuild cash stores, we have about an extra $5,000 a month of cash flow. outside of our expenses. So would you beef that up a bit or would you just sock it away in brokerage?
Well, I think that there's a couple things. First of all, you're putting money away in the market right now because you're contributing to your retirement account. So that's the good thing. I think that what if you feel like it's a new job and you want to have a little safety net and things are shaky, you know, I always say 6 to 12 months of your living expenses socked away. So if we were to say, you know, $4,000 is the housing plus a few other thousand, you know, for living. And, you know, what you're really living on is maybe it's closer to $8,000 a month. I'm guessing. I don't know. That's right. So in that, if that's the case, then yeah, $50,000 or $100,000 is what you should have in savings. All right. So let's just do that. Let's get that move done. Good luck. And if you have any other questions or something comes up, we're here for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Jill and Mark.
Thank you.
If you are thinking about making a transition, if there's old pension money, if there's an old retirement account, you don't know what to do, you do know what to do. Who better than Jill and Mark to just give a little extra, huh? Yeah, that's right. And sometimes we might surprise you just like this. Keep the pension. It sounds like a counterintuitive, but you know, a lot of times a guarantee is worth a lot, especially as, you know, when you think about the last few years and all the upheaval that we've had, guarantees are pretty good. So if you got a question, go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. Don't forget to let us know if you want to come on the air, sign up for the free weekly newsletter, leave us a rating or review on Apple. It really does help us out. And remember that if we have any input into your lives, we also expect that you give us input into our show. So you can always contact us and just leave us a comment if you like or don't like something we are doing. Don't liking, by the way, not so hot on that. Mark knows I'm very thin skinned. No, really. If you have a suggestion, we'd love to hear from you. So here at the Eye on Money show, we are distributed by CBS. Mark Tilercio is the co-host and the executive producer. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. And we try to remind you to try to do something nice for someone else today because it makes that person feel better and it will make you feel better. We really do know that. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening and we'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.